All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And even though that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215 or visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com for all of your tax needs. Now, earlier this week, we saw the Portland Trail Blazers eliminated from the NBA playoffs at the hands of the Golden State Warriors. This marks the second time in the last 2 years that the Warriors sent Portland home, and throughout this series, Portland simply was outclassed by Golden State, who is one of the better teams in the NBA. You're talking about the Warriors, who were the NBA champions in 2015 and were one victory away from winning it all once again in 2016. And we saw it throughout this series as the Portland Trail Blazers simply did not have an answer for Warriors point guard Steph Curry. Now, looking ahead for the Portland Trail Blazers heading into the summer and heading into the 2017-2018 NBA season, it is definitely time to improve and change some of their philosophy a little bit. You look at this Trail Blazers team after winning 44 games last season and making it to the Western Conference semis, I expected them to do a little bit more this season during the regular season. But they finished 41-41. They had to fight, scrap, and claw to get that final playoff spot in the Western Conference as they really hit a lot of lulls throughout the season. And I think one of the biggest issues for the Portland Trail Blazers this year under head coach Terry Stotts was the fact that Portland simply relied too much on their backcourt of point guard Damian Lillard and shooting guard CJ McCollum to do everything. Now, you look at this season, and Lillard and McCollum combined to attempt 37 shots per game, and Portland really did not get a lot of production from their front court. Lillard for the regular season averaged 27 points per contest, while McCollum averaged 23. The next closest scorer was Yusuf Nurkic at center, but he only played 20 games. For the Blazers during the regular season. Of course, he was acquired just prior to the trade deadline from the Denver Nuggets, and he did suffer that leg injury, which saw him miss the postseason. But you look at it going forward, Portland has to try to find a way to get more ball movement and simply have Lillard and McCollum take less shots. Now, you look in each of Lillard's five NBA seasons, his points per game have increased, and after averaging nearly 7 assists last season, that number dipped down to 5.9 this season. I think it's a situation that Lillard has shown the ability to score, but he has to find a way to become a better distributor of the basketball. And I think this Portland Trail Blazers team would be better served if Lillard at the point guard position could average anywhere between 7 to 7.5 assists per game in order to make those around him better. Now, there is talent there. You look at the likes of Nurkic. You also look at Allen Crabbe, Myers Leonard, and Evan Turner. And these are some guys that Portland has to find a way to get more involved in the offense. Now, the Blazers already have more than $141 million committed to salary for next season. That definitely puts them over the cap, and that also puts them over the luxury tax threshold as well. So it's going to be interesting to see what team president Neil O'Shea does this summer as far as improving this roster and shipping some guys out of there. Lillard is scheduled to make more than $26 million next season, while McCollum is going to check in with more than $23, actually closer to $24 million. Now, Allen Crabbe is making over $18 million, and Evan Turner is checking in at over $17 million a year. I don't see them moving either Lillard or McCollum, but it's going to be interesting to see what this Portland Trail Blazers front office is going to be able to do. Fourth straight season for the Portland Trail Blazers making the playoffs, and I think that is something good, but they have not been able to advance past the Western Conference semifinals. It's been off on Western Conference semis in 2014, first round in 2015, Western Conference semis last year, and then, of course, the first round this year. And I think for Portland, they have to try to find that way to take that next step and move up to that next echelon of teams in the Western Conference. And I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors, the San Antonio Spurs, and the Houston Rockets. It's what can they do to get to that level? And I think it starts with ball movement, because if you look at what the Warriors, what the Spurs, and what the Rockets were able to accomplish this season with their records, and of course, they are still playing in the postseason, a lot of it was predicated off of ball movement, and that is something that Portland is simply lacking right now. They're a very guard-oriented team, and like I've said before, a lot of people are trying to emulate and copy what the Golden State Warriors have done, but I think people have to realize the Warriors have done what they've been able to do, number one, because Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are two of the better perimeter shooters in the NBA, and you have a very, very good forward in Draymond Green who can do a little bit of everything, so people tend to get carried away in trying to emulate the Warriors. But I think Portland needs to try to, like I said before, get back to more ball movement, move the ball inside out, rotate the ball around the court, and try to keep up with the big boys of the Western Conference. And until they do that, they are definitely going to be lagging behind them in the standings. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the 2017 National Football League Draft. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.